To introduce the theme of our service this morning, I want to tell you about the time when I was a teenager and as a family we lived in a small market town in North Yorkshire. And one evening there was a knock at the door and we answered it and it was a young girl from our church who was about 9 years old. And I answered the door and she said, "I've come to collect some cream for my mum." So I went back and I related this to my mum and dad and we thought about it and we thought it was a strange request. So I said, "Well, I'll have a look in the fridge," and there wasn't any cream, but in those days we had milk bottles and you used to get the top of the milk. If it was full fat, you get the top of the milk. It was a bit like cream. So I said, "Well, we've got the top of the milk." Well, the little girl wasn't quite sure about that. So she went home and had a word with her mum. To cut a long story short, what happened was that our surname is Goodhall, and in that market town, there was a chemist by the name of Goodall, without a H. So her mum had told the girl to go to Goodall's and get the cream, which was probably a prescription for some cream for her body to rub it on. Well, you can imagine, can't you, if she'd gone home with the top of the milk. So I tell you that because it's about not quite getting the message to where it's meant to be, not quite getting to the right person. And in our sharing later on through God's word here in church, we're going to be thinking about the gospel sound. The sound of the gospel that is like an echo. And an echo, as you know, it reverberates. It's what you say and it comes back to you. Whether you're on a high place, like a mountain, and you call out and you hear it coming back, or whether you're in a deep place, like a cave, and you say something and it comes back to you. It's the same message coming back. And that's what we rejoice about today in God's word. That word, that gospel sound, is the same throughout the centuries that reaches our ears today and that we sound out to other people in our town and villages. Let us pray. Loving God, as we hear your word, help us to remember. As we remember, help us to learn. As we learn, help us so to live. As we live, help us to share. May your word be alive in us. Amen. The Bible text I want to preach on this morning are those words from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, which reads, "For the word of the Lord has sounded out from you." The word of the Lord has sounded out from you. Imagine that high mountain range, or a deep well, or a long railway tunnel, a cave, or an ancient church. These are all places where you can sometimes call out and hear your voice coming back to you as an echo. The sound waves hit the hard surface and are reflected back like ripples. The sound of the gospel rang out from this church at Thessalonica, Paul tells us. They were making echoes. And I want us to listen for the echo this morning. I want to make 3 points that I draw out from this passage. Firstly, we hear from them echoes of the gospel word. Echoes of the gospel word. News of the love of God made known in Jesus Christ in those early days had begun to spread out from Jerusalem, echoing to the wider world just like sound waves. And what a beautiful sound it was. What a wonderful message. You know, I was thinking about times when I found myself in a place like a little tunnel or somewhere where there is an echo, and when you're there, you want to try it out, don't you? So you call out something. But quite often, it's something silly or obvious, isn't it? It might even be the word echo, so that it goes echo, echo, echo. But the echo of the gospel sound is very different. It's not pointless. It's music to our ears. It's the sound that the world needs to hear today. The gospel message is a beautiful sound. It is the sound of deep peace when life is difficult. It is the sound of forgiveness when we have sinned. It is the sound of healing in our sickness. It is the sound of hope when we feel in despair. It is the sound of new life. Friends, have you heard this gospel sound? Is it ringing in your life and mine? Does its melody resonate in your experience? For it is the beautiful sound of the name of Jesus. As the hymn puts it, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. Yes, it's a gentle sound, but it's also a powerful sound. It is the sound of a coming king. The word reaches us not only with words, but with power, with the Spirit, with conviction, as Paul writes here. And he could rejoice that this gospel sound had reached the Thessalonians, that they had not closed their ears to the word, but they had accepted the gospel word, preached to them by Paul himself, and their lives were changed for the better. They had turned away from worshipping Roman gods, declaring that Caesar was Lord, turning from worthless idols to worship Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. What a transformation. And today, we give thanks to God for those echoes of the gospel word that have traveled down the centuries, reaching our own hearing, our own lives today. We give thanks for those who first told us about the name of Jesus. Perhaps you can bring them to mind this morning and give thanks to God for them. They faithfully passed on to us the good news that had first been passed on to them. Like a never-ending echo. So listen carefully for the sound of the gospel today. May we absorb it and then reflect it out like an echo. So firstly, we've thought about how the Thessalonians heard those echoes of the gospel word. Secondly, we hear from them the echoes of faith. Echoes of faith. Paul tells us that their faith was spread abroad. Yes, they had received the gospel, but it was too good for them to keep it to themselves. So by their words and their actions, they ensured that others heard the good news for themselves. So Paul could say of them here in verse 8, "The word of the Lord has sounded forth or rung out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known." Like a mountain echo, their faith reached a great distance. Their faith reverberated in many places and lives, more than they knew about. So Paul heard good reports about them and about their faith in these wider regions. And that is why he is so full of thankfulness and joy at their example. That seed of the word of God grew and flourished and was bearing fruit. And even though they faced persecution and trouble, the echo of faith could not be silenced. And we can rejoice today that the echo still sounds, even when the world does not listen. So today, their echoes of faith challenge us as we think about our own lives. Daily, we seek to turn our worship on Sunday, our words of faith, into works of action. Today, we would seek a wider vision, that our faith will be like that mountain echo, its ripples reaching a wider and a wider audience. For we remember that the church is not an echo chamber. And so we are engaged with many ministries to spread the word. We are engaged with the work of Next Door, with town pastors, Youth for Christ, our Lantern Group, Reach, Open Doors, the various fellowship and Bible and prayer groups that we have, and many other ministries that we support personally and as a church. Too many to mention here. The church is not an echo chamber. Our influence reaches far and wide. But if we're honest, we confess that even then we can sometimes set and impose our own limits on just how far our faith and witness could reach. For even close to home, there are those who still have not heard the gospel message. And sometimes our witness is weak. But we want to be like the Thessalonians, that we live such Christ-like lives. For Paul tells us they imitated Christ. And may we live such lives like that that others cannot help but notice and cannot help but speak about our church and our God, just as Paul did. Let the echoes of faith ring out loud and clear from our church and from our lives. And this brings me to my final point. We've considered the echoes of faith and the echoes of the gospel word. Thirdly, we must consider today the echoes of our own hearts. What do I mean by that? Well, I began my sermon by mentioning some of those places where we can expect to hear an echo. The high mountain, the deep well, the long tunnel. Friends, it seems to me that our experience of life can at times be compared to those places. In life, there are mountaintop moments. When we're on the high ground, when we can see all that is below us and behind us, take time to stand and stare. A viewing place where we take stock and seek direction. High places can be holy places. And with the psalmist, as we heard earlier, we worship on his holy mountain. On the high mountain of, we know that the echo of praise rings out. And then there is the echo of the deep well. And like the well, we know that sometimes life can take us to deep and dark places. When our eyes are downcast and our vision is narrowed. And with regret, we can look down in this well and make a wish that things were different. In the deep well, the echo of despair rings out. But we take heart when we're looking down that God is with us and that Jesus has been there too. He lifts up our eyes and our hearts. His light scatters the darkness. And we can draw from Jesus living water to quench our thirst and satisfy our longings. And then there is the echo of the long tunnel. Life takes us through tunnels at times, journeys of transition, when we are in between. We are somewhere between our beginning and where we want to be, and more importantly, where God wants us to be. In the long tunnel, the echo of uncertainty rings out. But we affirm that the Holy Spirit is with us. He is our guide and our strength. God will bring us through to where he wants us to be. So as we now respond to God's word, as we prepare to receive bread and wine, listen to the echoes of the gospel word. Listen to the echoes of faith. Listen to the echoes of your heart. For with the Thessalonians, the word of the Lord has sounded forth, has rung out from you. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. A moment of personal prayer as we respond to God's message for us today. Now help us, Lord, as we continue to respond and open our hearts to you in worship and trust. Amen.